0000. WTNT 35 KNHC 171,155. Fat 5. Bulletin. Hurricane Echo Beto Intermediate Advisory Number 23A. National Weather Service, National Hurricane Center Miami, Florida AL052024. 8 a.m. Atlantic Standard Time Saturday, August 17, 2024. Echo Beto South, center beginning to move away from Bermuda and winds have picked back up on the island. Hazardous conditions will continue on Bermuda through this evening. Summary of 8 a.m. Atlantic Standard Time 12 o'clock Coordinated Universal Time Information. Location 32.6 North 64.6 West. About 15 miles, 25 kilometers north-northeast, of Bermuda. Maximum sustained winds 85 miles per hour, 140 kilometers per hour. Present movement north-northeast, or 20 degrees at 9 miles per hour, 15 kilometers per hour. Minimum central pressure 974 millibar, 28.76 inches. Watches and warnings. Changes with this advisory, none. Summary of watches and warnings in effect. A hurricane warning is in effect for Bermuda. A hurricane warning means that hurricane conditions are expected somewhere within the warning area. Interests in Atlantic Canada should monitor the progress of Echo Beto. For storm information specific to your area, please monitor products issued by your National Meteorological Service. Discussion and outlook. At 8 a.m. Atlantic Standard Time, 12 o'clock Coordinated Universal Time, the center of Hurricane Echo Beto was located near latitude 32.6 north, longitude 64.6 west. Echo Beto is moving toward the north-northeast near 9 miles per hour, 15 kilometers per hour, and this general motion is expected today. A faster northeastward motion is then expected late this weekend into early next week. On the forecast track, the center of Echo Beto is expected to slowly depart Bermuda today and move near or east of Newfoundland Monday night. Maximum sustained winds are near 85 miles per hour, 140 kilometers per hour, with higher gusts. Little change in strength is forecast today. Some re-intensification is possible late in the weekend before weakening begins on Monday. Echo Beto is a large tropical cyclone. Hurricane force winds extend outward up to 70 miles, 110 kilometers, from the center and tropical storm force winds extend outward up to 240 miles, 390 kilometers. The estimated minimum central pressure based on drops on day data is 974 millibar, 28.76 inches. Hazards affecting land. Key messages for Echo Beto can be found in the tropical cyclone discussion under AWPS header MIACDAT 5 and WMO header WTNT 45 KNHC and on the web at hurricanes.gov/text/miadcdat5.shtml. Wind. Hurricane conditions are expected on Bermuda through the next several hours. Due to Ernesto's large size and slow motion, strong winds will continue on the island through most of today into this evening. Storm surge. A dangerous storm surge is expected to produce significant coastal flooding on Bermuda in areas of onshore winds. Near the coast, the surge will be accompanied by large and destructive waves. Rainfall. Echo Beto is expected to produce total rain accumulations of 6 to 9 inches or 150 to 225 millimeter on Bermuda. This rainfall will likely result in considerable life-threatening flash flooding, especially in low-lying areas on the island. Surf. Swells generated by Echo Beto are affecting portions of the Bahamas, Bermuda, and the east coast of the United States. These swells will likely reach portions of Atlantic Canada today. Life-threatening surf and rip current conditions are likely in these areas during the next couple of days. Please consult products from your local weather office, and stay out of the water if advised by lifeguards. Next advisory. Next complete advisory at 11 a.m. Atlantic Standard Time. $. Forecaster Berg.